Northeastern Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church, the Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, founder of God's Word Life Source Ministries. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast show. The scripture reading is taken from the New Testament book of Ephesians, Chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. I will be reading from the Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. God's word reads as follows: For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you have quenched all the flaming darts of the evil ones, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the application of his holy word. Amen. And now for the sermonic selection entitled War, by Charles Jenkins.
I believe the blood.
My mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you, Lord God, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I will speak to you on the subject, prepare for spiritual warfare. Is Satan attacking you? Is he attacking anyone you know? You bet he is. He is attacking millions of people every day. Can we not see the state that the world is in? You might ask, what can we do about it? No, rather ask, what are we going to do about it? We are going to declare war on Satan, on deceitful spirits. We have declared war on poverty. We have declared war on crime. We have declared war on drugs. We declare war on Satan, on doctrines of demons. I know a little bit about the game of football. Before they go onto the football field to play the game, the team do a few things to prepare for the game. They study the plays of the opposing team. They plan their offensive moves. They strategize, so to speak, to get their game plans on. They suit up in their football uniform with shoulder pads, knee pads, cleats on their feet, and a helmet on their head. They pray. They're on one accord. They head to the football field. Warriors and warrioresses, put on your war garbs. Ephesians 6 and 11 reads, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, which involves truth, which acts like a belt that girds and holds our life together, giving direction and purpose. Truth can set us free from sin. Righteousness serves as our breastplate. It guards our hearts and our emotions. It aids us in doing which is good and right in every circumstance and in every situation in life. With the righteousness of Christ, Satan cannot justifiably accuse us of anything or cause us to feel any kind of emotional guilt. Philippians 3 and 9. Equip your feet with the gospel of peace so that you will be able to stand firm when confronting Satan, declaring the power of God's salvation. Romans 1, 16 through 17. And furthermore, we will be able to take the good news, which is the gospel, to others. Romans 10 and 15. Reach now and grasp faith, which is like a shield to protect us from Satan's fiery darts. This faith comes only from the Word of God. Romans 10 and 17. Now put on your helmet, the hope of salvation, which protects your mind against despair and fear. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. Get your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In other words, your Bible. This is your offensive weapon that Christians must use in their battles. It has the power to cut the heart of those who hear the word. Now that we're dressed in our battle clothes to engage in spiritual combat with Satan and deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, 1 Timothy 4 and 1 through 3, let us remember to be prayerful. When it comes to praying, we must understand that prayer time is a time when we communicate with God. It is a time when we talk boldly with Him, asking of Him whatever we want, asking of Him whatever we need. It is not a time of frivolous communication. It is a time of devout devotion, a time of serious meditation. Praying is not a monologue. Praying is a time to dialogue with God. Equally important, it is a time when we must listen to what God has to say back to us. My grandmama Hicks used to say, watch and listen as well as pray. Also, when praying, be mindful. Address Him, our Father. Heavenly Father, good morning, God. Good evening, Lord. Always be thankful and full of praise. There is power in your praise. Ask for God's will in your life. So what you say what you need. Say what you need. You are not worrying God. He wants to hear your genuine prayers. Keep your heart right with God. James 5:16b. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Pray with a friend. Memorize scripture. When praying, pray the scriptures. Use the authority of the scriptures. Pray the word, God's word. In spiritual warfare, address the Holy Spirit. Heard my mama in many prayers saying, thank you, Holy Ghost. Is Satan after your family, your children, your grandchildren, chasing your great-grandchildren? Whatever the case may be, plead the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross to bring us total access to God Himself. There is power, forgiveness, healing, and everything we need in the blood of Jesus. Draw your sword. Every time your faith is expanded in God through Jesus Christ, does Satan try to attack you in some way, to bring you to despair through the death of a relative or a close friend? Plead the blood and draw your sword. You can't hold onto your wages, pay, salary increase. There's a struggle for your legitimate increase in your property value. There's a downward spiral in your genuine business ventures. Plead the blood. Draw your sword. Tell the demonic forces to stay out of your health concerns because God is in control. My trials have been too great. You can't have my breakthrough. There is a change in the atmosphere. Don't you feel it? My breakthrough is coming. By faith, I know that God is on the move in my behalf. It says so in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. I plead the blood and I draw my sword. Christian friends, in order to stand firm against Satan's attacks and against the doctrines of demons, we must be armed with truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, the hope of salvation, the word of God, and prayer. This is the whole armor of God. I close this message with Ephesians 24. I close this message with Ephesians 6 and 24. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love undying. Amen and amen. Now we will listen to a song entitled Battlefield by Norman Hutchins. Amen.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting, say,
fighting for the Lord.
I promise him I would serve him until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am,
fighting for the Lord.
On this Christian journey, I've had heartaches and pain, sunshine and rain, but I'm fighting, yes I am,
fighting for the Lord.
Listen, I get up and I get down, but I never turn around. soldiers. Come on, soldiers. Every soldier, come on. Let's march for Jesus. Come on, let's march for him. I'm in God's army.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.